Welcome to TLJ, Tonterías Las Justas, your weekly dose of common sense to live better. Express sessions, less than 15 minutes, discussing sex, money, spirituality, relationships, and some current events. Very practical and not politically correct. Welcome to season 2 of TLJ, Tonterías Las Justas, your dose of common sense to live a better life. Today's episode was supposed to be on desire, but I've decided to postpone that to the next episode and take the opportunity to introduce you all to my new book, Pretzel Happiness. Pretzel Happiness is a new framework of understanding well-being. As some of you might know, when you read or when you do some research as to happiness and well-being, some general aspects are covered, but I've always found that they are incomplete, that they don't actually capture the fullness of the person. So I created a methodology based on the last master's degree that I completed to encapsulate all the aspects of life that actually make us happier, that influence how we can interact in the world and how we find fulfillment. So it covers elements of the body, the heart, the mind, and spirituality. So today I'm just going to read the introduction to give you a little flavor as to what the book is about. If you decide to read further, I'll post some links on the show notes so you can find it available, so you can decide to take further peeks. But it does go in the same general line as to what our episodes cover, which are basic common sense tools to live a better life. So let's get right to it. So I'm ignorant. The more I study, the less I know. I have devoted much of my life to the study and observation of human beings, and yet the more I do it, the less I understand us. Despite this, I believe that in the process, I have acquired lessons, insights, findings, and advice that have passed my litmus tests, those of some experts and those of many others. In this humble book, I do not pretend to solve everything, nor to hyper-simplify and extend an existence that is intersectional, that is composed of many layers and thousands of realities. But I do seek to give my readers hope, strength, and tools to live their interpretation of life in the best possible way, so that with a little luck and effort, they will arrive at the end of it satisfied with what they have done and what they leave behind. The post-COVID-19 world has forced us to reflect deeply, and what it still remains. I hope to help you draw with these pages the life you want and deserve to live, for you and for the good of us all. This is a recipe book, recipes for holistic wellness, to make your pretzel more complete and therefore your life more fulfilling. What are your life outcomes? What do you want? Do you know what you want? Do you measure your quality of life upwards or downwards? Do you say, well, I'm above average, or do you say, I need to get better results? Books on happiness and well-being have, and in certain environments, become a bit of a craze. Some people are fed up with listening to talks about why they should be happier or how to achieve it. I don't want to fall into the banal and ordinary, but the truth is that you live better by being happier. Studies show that a positive state of mind makes you 30% smarter. If that's not enough motivation for some people, nothing will push them to take steps towards change. In addition, a positive state of mind unleashes creativity, innovation, and productivity. Successful people have the perspective that they are responsible for their lives. Everything really works out better for us the more positive we are. So I believe it is worth the effort to do everything we can to have a life of 10 out of 10. However, the contrary to what much of the literature you can find on the subject preaches, from my professional perspective, I see serious shortcomings that I will try to fix in this book. Among them, the interconnectedness of all the factors in well-being, as well as the importance of sex and economic freedom. If you have read much about well-being and happiness, you will not be surprised by my conclusion that these factors are not included in the theories in vogue. My reading advice is to read the whole book from beginning to end. I tell a story that deals with our life and our reality. To understand it better, it's important to follow the order. Above all, I beg you to open your mind and slightly rethink your ideas about reality, well-being, and happiness. I believe there is something inside of you that wants to come through, that wants to shine, to be recognized, and possibly to be shared. for what you have inside to shine, you will need a lot of courage and bravery, but above all, time and constancy, so that both parts, you and your inner self, grow in confidence that it's the best way forward. Now, it may sound like a strange language or something completely undesirable, but that little voice inside you still demanding attention in its own way. Will you dare to listen to it? A couple of additional tips. Leave the idea of "I know that" at the door. If you really knew it, you would apply it. Therefore, you don't know it because you don't understand its importance to you and the need to apply it as soon as possible. Be aware of the attachment you have to your ideas, to the way of being and doing things. This will be a burden for any change you want to make. And finally, face your fear. It hides behind anger, rage, pride, and attachment. Ignorance and arrogance are some of its allies. We all have different degrees of fear, but the important thing is not to let it limit our lives. The hardest thing after facing your fears is to know what you want. There is no way to know this without spending time and deep reflection on the subject. Without a clear destination, you will never know if you have arrived, and this applies to everything. All of the recommendations and tactics shown in this book are yours to make your own. Adopting them to your personality and needs will anchor them in your life. Consider which learning vehicle suits you best, visual, auditory, kinesthetic. With that in mind, you can modify the different exercises to find what gives you best results. All new knowledge has to go through its process of incompetent unawareness, incompetent awareness, competent awareness, until it reaches the peak of competent unawareness. In this last stage, you will no longer have to think. The technique flows naturally. Everything is achieved with practice, both the good and the bad. Let's get down to work to take the steps that will lead us to the life we're born to live. We can all do it, that is, if we really want to. Well, that's a little sampling. That's the intro to the book. I hope you found it at least interesting or curious. And I will wait for you in the next episode when we will take a deep dive into desire, exploring a bit of what we want. Ciao!